If you've got your Bibles, you can open them to page 360. If you haven't got any Bibles, it's on the screen. And I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. Elijah flees to Horeb. Now, Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with a sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid, and he ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life, I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he travelled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night.
Psalm 13. How long, oh Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer. Oh Lord my God, give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, "Well, I've overcome him," and my foes will rejoice when I fail. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
I haven't got to that point just yet. But on Wednesday, having driven 240 miles to the manse, been told what I was told, I went to B&Q. Bad idea. Okay? Really bad idea. The reason being, okay, I had not eaten. I had had coffee. That's right. But I hadn't eaten. Can we turn that? Thank you. But I hadn't eaten anything, and I was tired, you know, driving 200, and I had literally driven without stopping because I needed to get to the manse before they left. Not a good idea. As you can imagine, me going into B&Q in that state did not go well. And I ended up leaving, apologising, but I couldn't cope. I actually said to them, I'm really sorry, I cannot deal with this now. I'm getting too emotional, I'm getting too upset, I'm leaving. I will be back with my contractor. At which point, I sat in the car, bawled my eyes out over the phone to my husband, going, I've had enough! At which point, Mark turns around and goes, have you eaten yet, Naomi? Ah, that might be a good thing to do. We can get so caught up in what's going on in our lives and what is happening to us, we forget the very basic principle that God, from the creation of the world, has said. Sleep and eat. Elijah has just seen the most miraculous things happen. Fire came down from heaven on his sacrifice. Literally, he had a sacrifice laid out, prayed for fire, and fire appeared. Don't know about you, I've never had that. Never seen that. I've seen some amazing things with God, but not that one. But boy, is that going to increase your faith? You'd think, wouldn't you? But how often, when we look at our lives, do we see God move in amazing ways and think, gosh, that should strengthen my faith, that should empower me, and actually we end up sitting at home going, oh God, where are you? Am I the only one that thinks like that? No. It's amazing, isn't it? Because it doesn't seem to make sense. And how many people do you think there were with Elijah going, hey, back your ideas up, look, God's on your side. But that's not what God did, is it? God turned around and went, go to sleep. Get yourself some sleep. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to give you something to eat and something to drink. Not alcohol, by the way. It's amazing, isn't it? Because we have this habit of saying to people, come on, God's on your side, everything will be okay. If I hear one more time this kitchen's okay, by the way, I might literally lose it. I know it will be okay. We know it's going to be all right, don't we? We don't need someone else to tell us that. What we need is someone to say to us, have you had enough sleep and have you had something to eat today? And isn't it amazing how much the world looks different? Have you noticed? If we have a good night's sleep, eat regularly and sensibly, the world is a much nicer place, don't you think? Within that rest is where we meet God, isn't it? When we go, okay, God, really don't know what I'm doing today. Please, I give it to you. That's when amazing things happen. But also, if you notice, Elijah didn't just go to sleep once. Yeah? Elijah was made to sleep twice. Now, that doesn't mean biblically you're only allowed to sleep twice before you get back in the race. What I'm trying to say is, depending on your situation, it might be that you need to go and sleep for a week. We have friends of ours who have a disabled child who takes a lot of care. It's 24/7. And on their respite, they do nothing but sleep. And it took them ages to understand that was okay. If you have a period of time where sleep is not something that's happening, it affects your entire life. It affects your view of life. It affects your view of both yourself and of God. And if we're not remembering those basics, what's the betting we're also forgetting to go to God instead of trying to do it in the very little strength we have left? I know it is for me. Because we can be in a situation going, God, help me, please.
But do we hear what God's saying? I can tell you, I prayed all the way from the manse to B&Q, mainly for me not to lose my temper, I have to confess. But if I'd actually taken a moment to listen rather than beg, maybe I would have heard God go, you know what, go home, go to bed, have something to eat, and then go and see B&Q. Other DIY stores are available. It's true though, isn't it? We get into a set mindset and we don't listen because we're tired and we haven't eaten and we're not thinking rationally. And so often it is after amazing things happen where God has broken in. You know, yes, I can look at my study leave and go, it was a disaster, I didn't have a tutor. Or I can look at it and go, you know what? God has used this in such a powerful way because my dissertation's going to be better because of the understanding that my new tutor has. And I have been relieved of an extreme stress of writing another assignment. I'm not being let off the work, because don't get me wrong, I don't mind the work. It's the writing. And I've been given the opportunity to avoid that. God was in that. There's no way anybody could have orchestrated all of that. So God had already moved in an amazing way. And yet I end up in a ball in my car. Why? But as I looked at it and as I kept thinking, what's going on? Why am I in this state when I know I'm in the right place? At which point alarms start going. Yes, you are in the right place. You are in the right church. The church is stepping up. All of you have been amazing in that you have stepped up with everything I've been talking to you about. You've asked questions. You've admitted when you don't understand and gone, teach us more on that. Great. I don't think you necessarily understand how unusual that is for a minister to have a church that have gone, yes, teach us, we want more of this. And it is a privilege to be here. Now, as I keep saying all of this, my brain's going, well, yeah, of course you ended up in your car in a ball in tears over a manse. Why wouldn't you? God is working so powerfully, somebody else is going to be a little bit miffed. And what is the best way to have a go at me? We're not going to let you move into the house down the road that will make your life so much easier. You won't be travelling over 200 miles a week that we worked out this morning. It's a lot of miles. Not if you're a salesman, but I'm not. All I needed to do was stop. Sleep, eat, and go back to my Father in heaven, who was already hugging me, but I just needed to relax. That's so hard, isn't it? Do you find it hard when you're in the middle of it all? You think, all those things, I haven't got time. I haven't got the energy. How many of us have said that? Don't have the energy to go to God. Really? It's where our focus should be. Everything should be through that. Every time we put one foot in front of the other, it should be with God, but not in a begging, but in a listening. What is it you want from me today, God? Is it that I need to stop, rest, or is it that I need to do something? It is a lesson I am still learning, obviously. Or I wouldn't have been in B&Q's car park. And it's so simple. And when I was trying to work out what I was doing today, I kept going, God, I haven't got a clue. I'm done. I haven't got anything left in me at the moment. I'm empty. How am I supposed to bring your word to this amazing church when I'm empty. Know what God said? Go to sleep, have something to eat. That simple. And I thought, I can't be the only one that this happens to. And actually, with everything we're doing, who here have found that life has got a little bit harder in the last few months with us doing this stuff? Yeah? Yeah. Not just me. Guess what? We're on the right track. And I know that's hard. Okay? I know we're on the right track because things are getting harder and we're having to focus on God more. And we're having to say, no, I am not going to let you rob us of all the amazing things God is doing here. I'm not going to let you rob us of the personal achievements and the personal openness or the fact that I've stepped into something I don't normally do. I am going to stand on Christ. Just as David did. He's having a bit of a tough time, isn't he, in that psalm? And it's interesting how many there are. Where David is, at the beginning of the psalm, is going, God, where are you? I'm pretty sure if David's having that, it's okay for me. You know? And the Psalms are full of it, of David saying, I'm not coping, I can't do this anymore, I've had enough. But he always ends in the same place. No matter how hard this gets, I will worship you. No matter how hard this gets, I know you are my God, you are my Saviour. I will focus on that. I won't focus on the fact the kitchen's driving me mad. I'm going to focus on the fact that God is working in this place. I'm going to focus on the fact that God has amazing things for this church and for Chelmsford. That is what I'm going to focus on. How about you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, make sure you're eating properly. Make sure you're sleeping properly. And please, don't ask me about the kitchen, but you have permission to ask if I'm sleeping properly. Okay? Because that's what we need to do for each other. We don't want placating words of it's going to be okay. Yeah, I know it's going to be okay. What we should be doing is saying to each other, have you been looking after yourself? Where's God in your life at the moment? Are you yelling and screaming at him or are you listening and resting in him? So, I'm going to challenge you. Next bit. Okay. We're going to have a period of time of reflection and prayer. And I'm going to put you in an uncomfortable situation now, which I'm not going to apologise for. I want you to find someone you don't know, and you're going to each, in a very short sentence, I need you to keep this short, I'd like you to share something you're finding hard. I'd like you to share one thing in life that you're finding hard, and one thing where God has really shown you good in your life. Okay? So I'd like you to do that. And at the same time, we're going to have a video on of a song that I was given by my mother-in-law when I was sick. And in the darkness of that, I would play this song. The reason being is, has anyone listened to Graham Kendrick's Holy Overshadowing? No? It's a song that admits that the storm's raging outside, it's really dark and things are awful, but guess what? God is holding on to us. It doesn't deny that life is difficult, which is what I like. Because sometimes worship songs can kind of deny that bit, can't they? They kind of seem to gloss over that bit. And sometimes you just need to be real. Life's tough, but guess what? God is in this. And this is a song that does that. And so whenever I am overwhelmed, not in the right place, I tend to listen to this song now, because it has that ability to say to me, it's okay, but God is still in control. And it brings me back to where I need to be. So, what are you doing? Does anyone know? Yeah. With? Someone you don't know. That's going to be challenging for some of you because you've been in this church so long. But, you know, or maybe someone you don't, not necessarily don't know, but you don't necessarily spend a lot of time with. I don't want besties sat next to each other. Or husbands and wives. That's not allowed either. All right? And just what are you sharing? One difficult. And one, what's God's doing? And this is short and sweet, guys. Okay, we're not asking for an entire life story. We just need those two short sharps, okay? And I know this isn't necessarily going to be easy, but remember, everybody in this room is in the same place. Everybody has something in their lives that is tough, and some people, and will also have where God is. Now, you don't have to go into detail about what's tough. Okay, just, and you share as much or as little as you like. Okay, but keep it nice and short. Can we have the video, please? And off you go. Up, 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 up. Go on, you two. Okay. Can you take your seats again? Okay, put your hand up if you found that difficult. Put your hand up if it actually was easier than you thought it was going to be. Yeah. I'm not surprised, Rosemary, but don't worry about it. We'll pray for her later. We are family here. We are here for each other. And sometimes it's really hard to ask for help, isn't it? Sometimes it's really hard to admit that life is tough and that we're struggling with it. But you know what? The person you're talking to is probably having a similar thing, just in a different area of their life. And we can also think, I don't want to burden someone else because I know their life is hard. Okay. But actually, it's okay. They don't mind. Because the idea is that each of us are there for one another. So we just pass it and share it. That's the whole point of being in family together. God created us not as individuals. We are each unique as individuals. But we were created to be in community. That's how God created us. That is the best for us. Our faith is supposed to be in community. We are supposed to be in each other's lives and able to help and strengthen. But if we don't ask and you don't tell, it's never going to get any better. You need to know there are people here for you. You can ring Alison and I and be put on a prayer list and be talked to. have time, space. Sometimes someone else can see something that actually would make your life easier that you'd never thought of. Okay? So please call on one another. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. All, not just the odd few, but all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Okay, next bit we're going to do, we have another song that we're going to have, and you can either sit, reflect on the words that are going to be on the screen, or what I'd like you to do is come and light a candle. And I would like you to be praying either for the person you've just been speaking to. You can also do it for yourself, all right? Or for whoever else you have, anything else that is burdening you, in order to bring it to God. Okay? But before we do that, I'm going to pray. Eternal God, the Lord of life, you are our help in every time of trouble. You are the comforter of those who mourn, who have lost loved ones. Give us grace in the presence of death to worship you, that we may be sure of the hope that we have in eternal life. And enable us to put our whole trust in your goodness and in your mercy. Lord Jesus, in your gospel, you teach us that faith has infinite power. Even the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains and even bring the dead to life. So in the hard times when we see the brokenness of this world, our faith is often tested and can be difficult to believe all that you have taught us. We ask for your strength. Strengthen our faith, O Lord, in our own personal weaknesses. Purge all doubts from our hearts and open our eyes in faith that we might find our way with you in times of darkness. You created us, Lord, not as single individuals, but as members of community. Faith and virtue are communal things meant to be shared with others as we live out your will for our lives in this community, as well as individuals. You created us each as unique individuals with different gifts, and yet they all fit together for your glory. In all the difficulties that we experience, we ask that you give us all the gift of faith. Help each of us to focus not on our own merits, but on all your providing hand, that is beautiful things you have given us. For you are a just and giving and loving God. Help us to turn to you in all things. Amen. So we're going to have another video of There Is a King. Don't know if you've seen it before. I'd like you to either, as I say, rest and reflect as the song plays, or come and light a candle. It's just a way of focusing and offering to God whatever it is that is burdening us. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
seated among us. Let every heart receive him now. Where there is grace, he will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. If we burn, we'll be lifted in his presence. Every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King above all.
And know that you listen, to know that you are with us. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings within this church that you have given us. Thank you for the path you lay before us. And in your strength, in your grace, and in your love, we go forward together, knowing that you have a plan. And that no matter what the enemy puts in front of us, we will stand. Amen.